We continue with Southwest Kansas Focus. I'm Tim Bulware, and our interview now with Representative Russ Jennings. He's been holding a series of town hall meetings. He's been known for doing this. His last stop was in Lakin on Saturday. Now, this interview aired before yesterday's town hall session at the Daylight Donuts, but we wanted to go over a little bit of look-see into what the key issues are in Topeka and what we can expect for the next legislative session, which begins in January. Here's our interview with Representative Russ Jennings here on Southwest Kansas Focus this Sunday.
Well, I try to get around to the district and conduct these town halls, listen to what folks in the communities have on their mind. I think we'll have several issues that will come up in the next session of the legislature. Clearly, education funding will be front and center this next session. I expect we'll have a discussion about the death penalty. We may have some further discussions about oil and gas depletion funds for counties to help reduce the potential for an increase in property taxes. So I think there'll be a number of issues and others, and it's really a chance for folks to let me know what's on their mind.
With the death penalty, what do you think will come up with that issue?
Well, I believe there will be legislation introduced to eliminate the death penalty and convert death penalty cases to life without parole. One of the arguments that's made is that the death penalty is incredibly expensive for Kansas. We've had it back in place for a number of years. No one's been executed at this point in time, but we continue to incur significant expenses. Of course, on the other side of the argument, the folks that are eligible under Kansas law for the death penalty have committed particularly heinous homicide, and there would be those who would argue that it's appropriate for the crimes they've committed.
As you look at budgetary issues, Representative Jennings, what are you going to see as that? If the Supreme Court would say, education funding, you need to kick in the $440 million. Where does that go with the governor's priorities to eventually eliminate the income tax and other tax decreases?
Well, at the end of the day, it's going to depend on the financial picture of the state as a whole. If revenues were to grow some, at least a portion of the increased funding, if it's required, could be covered. There'll clearly have to be some revenue adjustments made in the out years. We may have a sufficient ending balance now to meet that demand should it come to pass. Everything will be on the table, I expect, if the court says we have to fund the education at a higher level. There are those in the legislature, I think, that would be happy to have a constitutional crisis.
You would say some of your colleagues would want a constitutional crisis. Why would they want that?
I think what they want is challenge the authority of the Supreme Court to, in effect, appropriate funds. The court wouldn't actually be making the appropriation, but by requiring the legislature to do so, the effect is the same. And there's a belief among some that the court does not have that authority. Clearly, the court believes it does. And if we came to a stalemate on that issue, that would constitute a constitutional crisis in most people's minds.
As we begin to wrap up our interview with State Representative Russ Jennings, he's going to have his town hall meeting in Kearney County, the Lakin Donuts on Saturday. And, you have a lot of issues going on right now. And, we talked about schools, we talked about some of the tax structure and everything. What do you see as some of the things that you want to do in Topeka to help out farmers and some of the programs that you think would be useful for them?
Well, I think the most important thing, not only for farmers, but for all of my constituents, is really going to end up being property tax rates. It would be tragic to see property tax increases in order to offset reduced expenditures by the state, and that's kind of a delicate balance. So I think the state doesn't really engage in farm programs to the extent the federal government does. The property taxes are probably the number one issue for farmers and residents of western Kansas.
With one party pretty much controlling both, control the governorship along with the legislature, does that create even more infighting, or do they pretty much get along since one party pretty much controls things?
Well, I think we see plenty of evidence that one party control doesn't necessarily mean things go smoothly. Within the Republican Party, there's an array of opinions, some that are very conservative and others that are perhaps arguably liberal. And I think the trick is finding a way to determine those areas upon which we all agree and focus on moving the state forward and not getting into a gridlock kind of situation as we've seen at the federal level.
And if you missed the town hall meeting with Representative Jennings in Lakin yesterday, don't worry. He says he'll have another announcement shortly on another town hall meeting scheduled for Garden City next month.